Former Atrium Health employees are suing the health system because they say it is falsely claiming it's an arm of the government when it's really not. These employees say that's a problem because when it comes to pensions and health plans, Atrium isn't following some federal standards for benefits that private companies are subject to. WFAE's healthcare reporter Alex Olgan is here to walk us through this lawsuit. Alex, first, is Atrium Health, formerly Carolina's healthcare system, a government entity or not?
Mark, I wish I could give you a simple answer, but let's get some background. So Atrium Health is legally known as the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Hospital Authority, and that designation was created in state law in 1943. So this kind of ambiguous designation means that Atrium doesn't have to pay taxes and has some other powers that have to do with land. But the organization's 65,000 employees are not government employees, and it actually operates hospitals and healthcare facilities in other states. So the state law spells out some details about the board and how those members are appointed, but they're not elected. And while the county chairperson of the county commission has to give official approval, it's more of a rubber stamp, according to the lawsuit. The Charlotte Observer reported that in the last 30 years, only one nomination to the board was rejected. The state or county doesn't fund Atrium, and it doesn't collect taxes or really have any other oversight. The reason this is important is because it impacts whether or not its benefits have to follow certain federal rules.
Okay, so the suit argues that employees are being cheated on certain benefits, including retirement plans. What are the specific items that employees want fixed?
So private companies that have retirement plans have to meet some federal standards, like sharing certain information to employees and establishing rules for the people who are responsible for the plan. And also there have to be ways that employees can challenge in court. So right now, Atrium's health plans don't have to meet those federal standards because the health system says it's a part of the government and therefore is exempt. And plaintiffs claim it has some problems that threaten its long-term sustainability, like at the end of 2017, the lawsuit says the pension plan was short $379 million. The suit also alleges that employees were wrongfully denied pension benefits that they earned. For example, one of the employees, former employees suing, Lisa Engel, worked for the health system for almost 4 years, which would have made her eligible if the plan was subject to those federal requirements, but it isn't, so she isn't eligible. The lawsuit also says employees with 401k plans get limited information about the plan, and the lawsuit says that could impede their ability to make decisions about their retirement savings.
And Alex, the suit also alleges there are problems with Atrium's health plan for employees. Can you explain what they say is wrong with that?
Yes, Atrium uses a company for its health plan called MedCost. But here's the thing, MedCost is jointly owned by Atrium and Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center. And it's been the subject of previous court challenges and investigations. Federal law says private companies can't use companies they own to provide health benefits. There are, of course, some exemptions to that. So here's what attorneys say is the problem here. Atrium knew that its own facilities would be the biggest supplier of medical services under its health plan. So essentially, it paid itself more for medical care than it would have under another company. The suit also claims Atrium offered other companies who use Atrium-owned MedCost bigger discounts at its hospitals than it did for its own employees for medical care at the hospital they work for.
So what do these former employees who are suing want from Atrium, and what has the health system said about this?
The big picture thing they want is the court to claim Atrium Health isn't a governmental entity and has to follow these federal rules about employee benefits. The attorneys that are representing these employees are longtime experts in this field of law, and they said in a statement that Atrium is a healthcare behemoth trying to get away with spending money to expand its operations rather than on its employees. Now, Atrium vehemently denies the claim it's not a governmental entity, and in a statement it said nothing about its governmental status stands in the way of providing these market competitive benefit plans. The case has been referred to a federal judge, so we'll see what happens.
All right, WFAE's Alex Olgan, thank you.
You're welcome.